He said that we should say something about visiting holy places. Visiting holy places. The translation. Translate for a moment. So we should translate. Sit there, no? Sit there. Sorry. And not the body. don't preach, we're not the body again. Yes, it is a Shastric recommendation that we should visit holy places. One, it is good for our spiritual progress. Because in the holy places, holy people live there. Or they visit those places frequently. So one will have chance to meet them. And here, topics about Krishna. So it is recommended that we should visit holy places. Second, in the material world, the karmis, they have a holiday. Holiday in spiritual life is different. In the material world, holiday means you are free to go anywhere you want, not to work. It's a free day to do what you want. The holiday in the spiritual life is different. Our holiday does not mean, okay, today you don't have to keep the great principles, today you don't have to chant this here, today no deity service, today there is no sankirtan, there is no harina, so haribol. Our holiday is different. Our holiday is our recreation. Our social needs are fulfilled. Social need means we get out of our temple, the different environment, we see other devotees, we see different progress with other places. We hear something which is wonderful, that is very important in our own lives. We want to apply those things in our Krishna consciousness. This is our holiday. Retreat. Visiting holy places. Spiritual refreshment. That is our holiday. The day we dedicate ourselves more to our spiritual things in a different way. So it is part of our life. We should regularly do this. Get out of our confinement. you can see no things, you can have refreshment, we breathe fresh air. For spiritual rejuvenation. Therefore, it is part of our Christian conscious activities, not something extra. It is part of our Christian conscious activities. So we visit holy places. It is not a social tour or a spiritual tour. It is an opportunity for us to get deeper into our practice. So I hope all of you are working early, attending Mangarati, hearing lectures from senior devotees. You may not see in your temple regularly, get their realizations. We want to apply that. For example, the ISKCON Leaders Association. There were so many devotees, different experiences. They were sharing every day. It was a festival. This is the reason why we should visit holy places. It's a festival for the soul. Prasadam is there and spiritual nourishment is also all available. We are hearing. I attended as much as I can and I got a lot of things. For example, one of the favorite which I got was His Holiness Prahlada Nanda Maharaj, who was very, very spiritual, very spiritual, very purifying. He was teaching us how to be Krishna conscious. Every day we hear about Krishna. We have read, how many of us have read Krishna book? How many of us have read Krishna book? Krishna book. How many? So if I ask you, if I ask you, you have read the books, but if I ask you, in all the persons of Krishna which you have read in the book, can you describe one? Can you describe any chapter, any of the persons? Can you show me from your head, not from the book, how Prabhupada wrote it down? You can close your eyes and in your mind's eye you are reading. Lord Krishna is walking on the bank of Jamuna. Which chapter is that? Yes. I know we will not get it. Because we have not studied it. We have not studied. Krishna consciousness is not the alphabet. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is not the alphabet. Reading means you have to go beyond the alphabet. So when you say Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the mind you should see Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is wearing a garland of forest flowers. Do you understand? So in the mind, you are seeing Krishna and you are seeing the garland on his neck. This is Krishna consciousness. You understand? And the bumblebees are humming all around in thousands. You see the bees? And what did Krishna do? Krishna pushed them away?
No.
Huh? Krishna did what? He is enjoying the glories of the bees, singing about him. Krishna is enjoying that. This will be in the mind. This is Krishna consciousness. We should see that. Along with Krishna, his cowherd boyfriends are moving alongside with him on the soft sand of River Jamuna. So you see the water, right? You see the water, you see the sand. And Krishna is walking with the garland, so beautiful. And he's on his face. Krishna didn't say on his forehead, usually his forehead. But here Krishna said on his face, Krishna wears a beautiful tilak. So on a Krishna's face, in the mind we should see that. That is Krishna consciousness. If from today we start practicing this, you know what will happen to us next year, 2 years, 3, 5 years? Do you know what will happen? Eh? Do you know?
Yeah.
What will happen? Yes. We will be different from what we are now. That is guaranteed. That is sure. All of us will be different from what we are now. And that is the way to get closer to Krishna. You know, just by saying, back home, back to Godhead. Yes. It's a process. There's a process. And this is a process. And on Krishna's head, there is a crown along with it, a beautiful peacock on it. Krishna, the supreme dresser. Krishna, the supreme dresser. We dress, but he is the supreme dresser. Understand? So we fix Krishna in the mind. This is the way Krishna will enter the mind. It's different from reading those philosophy so we can speak. That will entertain our intellect, but it will not entertain the soul. You understand the difference? Do you understand the difference? Our intellectual ability will be nourished, but the soul will be empty, be starving. Most of our classes are like that. Most of the lectures which we hear, which we give, is like this. No potency. Because it's not coming from the heart, it is coming from the intellect. And Krishna did not tell us he's sitting in the head. Where does Krishna sit? In the heart. For bhakti is from where? The heart, not from head. His memory, crime. In the school, he says crime things, something to come and pass exam. It's not part of you. But something which we learn, it is part of us. That is what we are. And Christian consciousness is, it is part of us. It is part of us. Because we are his parts. And passes. You understand? So we visit holy places. The perfection of our visit is not just because we have changed our environment to a different environment. It should have something significant that we take with us back to our temple. So when the devotees in our temple see us without our talking, when they see us, they should see some difference. It's where we are coming from. Holy place. What did you do in that place that you are shining? That is the purpose of visiting holy places. That we have met a sadhu who has transformed our life. We hear from the sadhus about Krishna. And that enters into our consciousness, our heart. So we carry that with us. Thinking about that. And because that is our consciousness now, it is contagious. People will see us, they will see you different. They will see you different. They will see this person is different. What happened? Coming from Mayapur. I see. Like that at the morning, Vaikuntha. He has been going to Vaikuntha many times. But one of the times he visited Vaikuntha, he was having a strong desire to do some service for Lakshmi Devi. So he started cleaning Vaikuntha. There is no dust in Vaikuntha, but the desire to serve was burning inside Narada. So he started cleaning. He was cleaning. He is pure devotee. So he didn't show himself, but he would do it and go away. Lakshmi Devi would see the Vaikuntha was becoming more effulgent. Vaikuntha is more effulgent. What is this? She was so happy. See, pure devotion is very contagious. She was affected by the devotion of that morning. So out of joy, she said, "Who is doing this service like this? I'm so pleased that I will give you whatever you want." Of the morning, yes, Mama, only I'm the one. It's me. So what do you want? If you can give me Narayan Mahaprasad Narayan, I'll be happy. That's all. Narayan didn't ask for money. He didn't ask, give me position of Brahma. Many Hare Krishna devotees are doing their services. Our mind is full of desire. When will I become a temple president? When will my guru send me to America? That the result of our brahmachari. The result of our brahmachari is that our guru is going to send us to America. I will become a temple president, original director, project director, become GDO. a global duty officer. GBC. Then now my position is second. Now, the minister didn't ask for all these things. He never asked for even Brahma's position. Mahaprasadam, I need Mahaprasadam. Mahaprasadam is not different from Narayan. Narayan has already told Lakshmi Devi, don't give a Mahaprasad to anybody. Now Narayan Muni has asked and she has promised, I will give you. So she became very disturbed. How will I fulfill my promise? How will I fulfill? I don't want to disobey my Lord. At the same time, I will not disappoint my faithful servant who has done such a wonderful service that my heart is affected. How will I fulfill this? So she was feeling very disturbed in her mind. Her disturbance came out while she was doing her service, massaging the lotus feet of Lord Narayan. Lord Narayan perceived that she was not doing the service nicely because the mind is disturbed. Imagine you are cooking in the kitchen and the mind is disturbed. What would you cook? You burnt the food. Or the salt with too much, or no salt inside. Something will go wrong. Something. You are addressing the deities, and the mind is not there. The mind is outside, worried, serious about something. What will happen? You will finish dressing the deity on time. You forget many things, you will not remember to put the earrings. Or the flute, or something you forget. It's a sign that the mind is disturbed. No concentration. When the mind is disturbed, everything we do will be affected negatively, not positively. So Narayan noticed that. And he asked Lakshmi Devi, what is wrong? What is wrong? So she said, you know, you told me not to give your Mahaprasad to anybody. He said, yes, I remember. You also noticed that in our Vaikuntha planet here, do you notice something? See, yes, I've noticed for some time now, it's very effulgent. He said, you know what, who is doing that? He said, I saw Narada. So I promise that I will give my prasada whatever he wants. And he asked me for my prasada. So I'm disturbed. How will I fulfill this? So Narayan said, okay, don't worry, take this and give to him. So she was happy. So she was able to fulfill her promise without disobeying the Lord. A very crooked and dubious person who cannot be a devotee would say, I'm sorry, I cannot remember, I promise you. Very dangerous. Now, the Lakshmi Devi didn't do that. She didn't do that. So when she got the Mahaprasadam and gave to Narada Muni, now the Muni took the prasadam. He was in a different situation. Although he traveled without a vehicle, at this time that the Muni was floating, he does not know where he was going. But he was just going out of ecstasy. When somehow or other he landed in the abode of Lord Shiva, without speaking, Lord Shiva said, he has shown fortune. What is happening? Where are you coming from? I know Narada, my brother, I know you very well, but today you are different. What is the problem? What happened? Narada Muni did not advertise himself, you know, do you know? I'm coming from Lord Narayan. I took Mahaprasadam. He didn't do that. From inside. from inside, everything came out to manifest outside. So Lucifer, looking at him, could understand that there's something extraordinary. Please tell me, what is the secret? You're coming from where? You always go to Narayan. Yes, I know, you always go to Narayan. But today is different. Something has happened. Please tell me, what is that? That's the point I'm making. The point is that when we have a good association, when we visit a holy person and get his mercy, to be different. It will not be the same. And that is the purpose of visiting holy place. And when he visited by contact, what happened? He is extraordinarily effulgent, beyond the normal situation. So when we are going to visit the holy place, this will be in our mind. Whom are we going to meet? Not scouting places, visit Gotama Dhruva, Antara Dhruva, Madhur Dhruva. This we have been doing for years, and we will continue to do that. But it should not be the same. It should not be the same. It should be different. That we have contacted a Krishna conscious disease, and we are becoming a full gent because of that purity. So when devotees will see us, they will be enthused, they will be encouraged. They also desire, let me practice nicely so that I can be taken next time for holy places. I can be able to also enhance my own devotion and become a better devotee than what I am. That is the idea. Without speaking, Lucifer could see the difference. So we hope all of you are very different from what you were before coming here. Right? You are different. When you go back to Delhi, our devotees are going to be very, very happy. Our brothers have come back shining. Their Krishna consciousness. Because their spiritual life has become enhanced. We can encourage others. Our practice. Our japa has become more tasty. Our hearing ability has increased, it's of high quality, our reading is better, our association is better, everything has become different. Now we are very eager to distribute. This year, Delhi is number two. Next year, Delhi is number one. Because of the empowerment we go from visiting Mayapur, holy places, we met pure devotees, and after hearing from them, we have become
charged.
Yes, charged. Next year, the world will hear the name of distribution. Deity worship, high. Quality prasadam. Association with devotees, high. Everything in a better position. is that our mind now? Is that what we're desiring? Is that our consciousness? Is that what we're feeling now? That's how we should feel. That means we have gotten something different from what we had before. All right? What do you think? Hare Krishna.
Questions?
Yes.
Any questions? Problems?
Yes.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for the nice lecture. As you say, that Krishna sits at heart, so bhakti is from heart, it is not from mind. So how can we decide whether something is coming out of our mind or something is coming out of our heart?
How can we understand something is coming from the mind or is coming from it's from the heart, from the intellect? How can we make this difference? Because our minds are talking always, is it not? The mind talks, our intelligence also talks. The super soul talks. So which one is which one is the correct one we should follow? How can I know that this is not the mind, this is not the intelligence, and this is the super soul? Because we have to take the super soul. How will I know this is the super soul? It's not just my mind speculating, not just my intelligence trying to influence me. But this is the super soul directly out of compassion is speaking to me. See, every time you want to do something, every time, not sometimes, every time you want to do something, you get two voices, not only one voice, only two, always. Two voices will come. One voice will say, my friend, there was nothing wrong with, you know, yesterday you took two gulab jamuns, there was nothing wrong with you taking two today, nothing is wrong. That's the mind. The super soul will tell you to take one, take two. Even though you took two yesterday and nothing happened, but today, take one. That's the super soul. The one that will not flatter us, that is the super soul. The one that flatters us and encourages us to continue with our nonsense, that is the mind. You understand? The mind will flatter. Oh, nothing is wrong. It's okay. The super soul will never flatter. The super soul will say, "This is wrong. Don't do this again. Do this." And we'll have difficulty with that. Now we want to adjust it. This intelligence. Intelligence now will start to try to adjust it. Okay, I can take one, but not today, to be tomorrow. That's intelligence. Yes, it is true. Yes, I should take one, but the one is not today. It's saying the one should be tomorrow, not today. Intelligence. So intelligence is speaking, the mind is speaking, the super soul is speaking. Always. The super soul will tell us, get up now and start chanting. The mind will say, you have time. No, you're tired. You distributed 1,000 books yesterday. You're tired. So, for you to distribute another 1,000, you should rest more. I can distribute more. That's the mind. The super soul will say, now get up. The mind will say, after all, it's the same time you got up yesterday. And you distributed 1,000 books. So even if you work today, it's the same thing you want to do. Say, no problem. That's the mind. Every time they are talking, every time. And according to our input, if we are feeding the mind more, we are feeding the intelligence more, we are feeding the super soul more, the one that we are feeding the most will win. Do you understand? Yes. If we are feeding the intelligence more, the mind more, or the super soul more, anyone which we are feeding the most will win. So everything we are doing in Christian consciousness is an investment. It's investment. You know, if you invest more in a business, you get more. Right? You will not get less, you get more. So if we are investing more in Christian conscious activity in the super soul, you get more strength. You'll be able to resist all temptations. If we're investing more on the mind, you get less. It means that we'll be spiritually weak. So you see many devotees like this. Weak. Big philosophy, powerful realization, but when it comes to bhakti, it's small. You understand? Our philosophy is very high. Our philosophy is very, very high. And we are becoming experts at presenting our philosophy. But the devotion is not so high like that. The devotion is less. Why? We are feeding more the intellect and the mind, and feeding less the super soul. If we want to be successful in Krishna consciousness, we should invest on the super soul. As you see it positively, don't depend on our mind and intelligence, because they will fail us. We depend on Krishna, the super soul. It will succeed.
By reading scriptures, whether we are feeding intelligence or our super soul?
Two things. There are two things. We should read our scriptures. If we read the scriptures and study the scripture very nicely, you will get two things. One, you can become very proud. The second, you can become very humble. Do you understand? Are we not experiencing it? Are we not experiencing that? Some devotees are very intelligent. They understand this, the scripture very nicely, but they're crooked. You don't see? Yes. Then one will wonder why this scholar is so proud. Gyanis are humble people?
No.
Gyanis, are they humble?
No.
Is it karmis that speculate or jnani that speculate?
Jnanis.
They are speculating from where? The scripture. That is not the goal of studying the scripture. So that Jiva Goswami, he studied the scripture also completely from this side to that side. His understanding is what? Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. But there are so many other jnanis who study the same thing and they cross the ocean of the Veda. What is their conclusion? Krishna is zero. Is it not? Why? Why? We should not study the scripture to become proud. We should study the scripture to become purified and humble. Because of the knowledge, the purity of coming from the sacrifice of studying the scripture. It's a sacrifice to austerity. It's austerity. These austerities will purify us. But if we study scholarly, we will not be purified. We will become proud. Just like austerity. One can perform austerity and become very proud, like here, like I said. Is it not? Austerity. He was proud. Is it only here in Akashipa that perform austerity in history? Huh? Is it only here in Akashipa who perform austerity?
Mm-hmm.
There are many other people who perform austerity also, right? Why he became so proud and some other people become humble?
Krishna was not in the center.
Krishna is not the goal. The goal is to speculate. Use our own intelligence, use our own mind, not dependent on Krishna. You become proud. And austerity or knowledge isn't your knowledge. It will make us proud if the goal is not Krishna. If the goal is Krishna, we become purified and become very humble. They say Goswami, they don't perform austerity. They say Goswami, did they perform austerity or not?
Yes.
They became proud?
No.
We're humble, right? It's all humble. Right? So, we are repeating. It depends on whom are we feeding the most. If we are feeding Krishna, if a Krishna conscious we are feeding, we will become Krishna conscious. If you are feeding our mind, you become very proud and dried, emotionally, and materially, you will be very happy. So two things. We should study the scriptures, we perform austerity to become purified, with Krishna in the center. It is for Krishna. I am very sinful, so I want to do this austerity so I can become very purify, so I can become a better devotee. If that is the goal, become pure. I want to do this austerity so I can be the best devotee. I want to be the best devotee, all of you here, you be under me. If that is the goal, you become proud. It's okay?
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. Super soul also sits in the herb, and I heard that Anartha is also in the herb. If super soul is there, and how Anartha can sit? Together, where is Krishna? Anartha cannot be there.
Mm. Very good. Krishna sits in the heart. And others are sitting in the heart. How is that possible? Where there is light, there is no darkness. Where there is darkness, there is no sun. Have you heard this look? Location is speaking. Naham distanti my kunta. Nahridisu yogi. Nah. You heard this look? Have you heard it? What does he mean? What is Krishna saying? I'm not in the Kunta. I'm not in the heart of the yogis. So what does it mean? Bhagavad Gita, many places Krishna said what?
I am sitting in the heart.
I'm sitting in the heart. And now he's the one speaking, the same person is speaking. I'm not in the heart. And he didn't say I'm not in the heart of, in Bhagavad Gita he said I am the heart of all living entities. In this slok he said I'm not in the heart of a yogi. Do you know where Krishna is going? Why Krishna said that? Why he specifically mentioned yogi? Because the yogis are those who are trying. They are trying to capture Krishna in the heart. They are trying that perfume austerity, severe austerity, to capture Krishna in the heart. The Krishna says, see, even them, I'm not there. So what about you? What about you who are not there? What about you? You don't exist. Right? So is Krishna contradicting himself? Okay, see, all of us here, we are all aware, we have heard many times and we have preached many times ourselves. Krishna is in the heart of all living entities. How many of us have realized that? How many? Anyone who realizes Krishna is in the heart will not do the nonsense which we do. We will not do all these nonsense things we do. We will not deceive ourselves by thinking that I'm very expert, I'm very clever, I'm very intelligent, I know my way. No. A civilized person can never think like that way. What I'm doing, nobody knows because I'm very expert. Nobody knows what I'm doing. No intelligent person who has realized himself or herself can think like that. Who know that I am seen by everyone. But we prefer to. So it is not a contradiction, because for most of us, it does not make sense at all that this Lord is sitting in the heart. It doesn't make sense at all. So Krishna is right to say that I'm not there. For most of us, it's true. It's like that. Krishna is there only for those who have realized that. You really realize that, yes, Krishna is there. For them, Krishna is there. For those of us who have not realized, Krishna is not there. Krishna is not there. So Krishna consciousness, devotional service is to help us understand Krishna's position in the heart and start working on ourselves by chanting nicely, hearing it, meditate on Krishna, then Krishna will take up all those anaratas and then he will manifest himself. For them, Krishna exists. They can see that, yes, Krishna is here now. Yes, we can see. For those of us who are not up to this level, he does not exist for us. Even though we hear, that is story. Realization is different. To realize that is different. And for those who have realized that, they can rightly say that Krishna is in heart. for the narratives will be destroyed by the strength of sadhana. Strong sadhana. The darkness will be dissipated. Yeah, Krishna will reveal, like Hanuman. When Hanuman opened his chest, what do you see? Sitaram is sitting there. For Hanuman, the super soul is there. For us, maybe what is there is confusion, is illusion. What is there? Right?
That for that realization part in the process, it will come gradually or it will come suddenly and later. How we can know?
It will come gradually. So Papa used the word gradually, gradually. Draw out the purport gradually. Oh, gradually get purified from all the contaminations. It's a gradual process. It is gradual because we have accumulated these things since time immemorial. It's too high. So it will take time. But for fortunate person like Katranga Maharaj, it's the moment. That we should understand that for this to take place, he has worked on this for many lifetimes also. Just like for some devotees came to Krishna consciousness, took chanting beat, their chanting fixed around completely throughout their life, no break. But some are still struggling with it. Why? Because the person who is doing very nicely now has done musically before, but because he continued, he got purified and promoted. Now he's doing nicely. So if we also continue, according to Rupa Goswami, be patient. Yes, we should be patient. And continue to do eventually purification. So all narratives will be destroyed. And Krishna will be revealed. Everything will come out. We'll be happy. At that time, Krishna consciousness becomes very sweet. So here in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna is saying, devotional service is very, very joyfully performed. Is it not? So is it true? It's joyfully performed? Huh? For me, it is not. For me, it is not. For you, it's okay. Yeah, nicely performed, joyfully performed. It's okay. For me, no. For me, it's not joyfully performed. So Krishna did not tell lie. It is joyfully performed because devotional service is an activity of the soul. So it's a joyful activity. For those who are realized, it's joyful. Right? For those who are not realized, it's not a joyful thing yet. Until we become realized, then it will become joyfully performed activity. How do we come there? Gradual practice. Steady practice will gradually rise to that platform. So it's gradual.
Just like a gradual process. And when we work for something and we see that how much percentage we have proceed and how much we have to go. So that just like in Krishna consciousness, how we can know that how much we have progressed and how long we have to go and how fast we are going. So So how we can analyze this so much so that we can be very much encouraged to go forward.
Very good. Good. Good question. Many devotees in Krishna consciousness are thinking, Chandra Krishna, go back to Godhead. So is it like that? Chandra Krishna, chance is around. As far as you are Hare Krishna devotee, just chance is around, you go back to Godhead. It's not like that. In Goloka Vrindavan, how do the residents behave? How do they behave towards each other? With the passes, how do they talk?
Very friendly.
Friendly. So are we talking friendly? How do they work?
Dancing.
So is our work in dancing?
Our work is more than that.
You see? So we should look at the place we are going. How do they behave there?
Right.
Their words is a song. Sweet. Is our word sweet? We speak harsh. Especially me, harsh. So therefore I know that I'm not going yet. To be sincere. Right? Until what? My word becomes
sweet.
Yes. Like there. If you are going to the country without visa, you enter the country? Will you enter any country without visa?
No.
What's our visa? We should be talking like Brajabasis. We should walk like Brajabasis, which is a dance. We should see, like Brajabasis. How do they see? They only see Krishna. So, if I'm still, do I see Krishna? Would you hear? So, I know that it's not yet time. So, what to do? Now, I know the goal, right? So, now it's our duty to work to work towards that. Practicing how to talk like that, practicing how to walk like that, practicing how to associate like that, practicing how to serve like that. We should practice how to see, how to relate like that. This is the process. So, in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna said what? Chapter 12, text 8. What did Krishna say? Bhagavad Gita, 8. 10, 8. Sorry. 12, 8. 12, 8. Chapter 12, text 8. What did Krishna say? Bhagavad Gita, chapter 12, is our book. I'm asking from our book. Chapter 8, chapter 12, text 8. What did Krishna say? Come on, tell me something. Chapter 12, Bhagavad Gita, text 8. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yes.
Mayi,
yes. Yes. Always think of me. What your mind and intelligence fixed on me. Right? So are we like that? Huh? That's Krishna's request. Our mind and intelligence fixed on Krishna. That is the goal. That this is the level. We should elevate ourselves to that level where our mind and intelligence are fixed on Krishna.
That's the goal.
And text 9, Krishna say what? If he cannot do this, what is that? So Krishna is giving a substitute. Gradual. So Krishna is taking it gradually. So Krishna has given a long-term goal, mind intelligence fixed on me. So now Krishna is breaking it down. So if you cannot do this, then start from there. Don't lose hope. Right? Don't lose hope. There is a hope. If you can do this,
do the things from me.
Then follow the regulative principles.
Follow the regulative principles. Right? The regulative principle will do what? It will take you there. So the long-term goal Krishna gave and the short-term Krishna also gave. So that we don't become, how long will it take me to go there? Is it possible for me to go there? Maybe I should not waste my time. So Krishna knows that. So he is breaking it down for us. So that we can fix it somewhere. It's a space for us somewhere. Oh, there is a hope. Okay, I cannot do that. There is a chance. There is a hope to me. So there is a space. In Krishna consciousness, there's space for everyone. It's good. Right? So step by step, we'll get there. So pure Krishna consciousness is the goal. And sadhana is the means. Right? Sadhana is the means. And within sadhana, there are two faces, Vaidhi and Raga. So we gradually follow the Baba Prema. So we know this is the goal and this is the process to get there. Right? And text, my friend, 13:14, the same chapter. The same chapter 12, 13:14.
One who is not envious but is a kind friend to all living
beings. So, wait. So, one who is a kind friend and?
Not envious.
Not envious. So, we are free?
No.
It's a goal. Krishna, what is the last word Krishna said in the translation? What is the last word?
Such a devotee is mine is very dear to me.
Yes. So the devotee is what? Very dear to me, Krishna. We want to be dear to Krishna? Right? So that is the process. There is the item there. Yes, continue. Continue.
Who does not think himself a proprietor and is free from false ego.
Yeah.
Who is equal in both happiness and distress. Who is tolerant, always satisfied, self-controlled, and engaged in devotional service with determination. His mind and intelligence is fixed on me.
Krishna is repeating, always, mind and intelligence fixed on me. Mind and intelligence fixed on me. Krishna repeated this many places in Bhagavad Gita. So?
Such a devotee of mine is very dear to me.
Very dear to me. So, this is a mirror for us to look at our hearts. That's a mirror. We have a mirror to see our face, right? So it's a mirror to see our heart, to see where we are in our Krishna consciousness. So we can see what we need to work on to become very dear to Krishna. And when we become dear to Krishna, everything is finished. You know what it means when you become very dear to somebody? You know what it means? If you are very dear to your director in office, promotion is difficult?
No.
Very easy. You can do anything in that company and you are free, is it not? Yes. If you are not dear to a director, promotion will be very, very difficult. Your salary will remain the same for years. So when we become dear to Krishna, go back home to Godhead, he's already attained. He's already attained. Already. So the process is there. Mind and intelligence fixed on Krishna. not envious of the kind friend to all living entities. A kind friend to all living entities. So we know, okay, this is what I have to work on. In a practical way, how do I do this? In a practical way. How do we deal with this? How do I become kind towards everyone?
By spreading Krishna
consciousness.
By preaching.
Just empty preaching. Empty preaching. Not empty preaching will make us become equal to everyone. To be equal to everyone, we have to practically do something to manifest it. Practical application. Practical application. We should start treating everyone nicely. You understand? Treat everyone nicely. Even if you are not my friend, you shouldn't be my enemy. You understand? This is the beginning. You are not my friend, it's okay, but you shouldn't be my enemy. Yes. In my travel, my friends are my enemy. A devotee practicing to get to this level, no friend, no enemy. We are at least neutral. But I don't keep you negatively in my mind, think negative about you, or wish you bad. No, clean. You're not my friend, doesn't mean you should be my enemy. The beginning. Then you can gradually continue and then get there. Make sense? Yes, Prahlad.
Maharaj, that when we are working on the process, is the process will make us enhance or process will make us to improve, or we will do something by which we will improve? Like, what is the consistency?
Yes, a good question. Translate it now. We just explained the process helps us to apply practical things you should do. It is not enough for anyone to be a member of International Society for Krishna Consciousness. And then, if I'm a member, then what? And then? You have to chant to sit around. And just chant, not just chant to sit around. You have to chant without the hands. Right? So the process is there to help us apply certain principles. Then we'll achieve the goal. Alright? To be a member is not enough. Even to chant is not enough. How we chant is very important. So we have to apply. All right? Comment? Comment? Say something.
Actually, I want to quote some sloka regarding eight questions.
Yes.
Paramatma is in heart and Anartha is also in heart. In Srimad Bhagavatam it is told, Yatsanubandhe Satidehagehe Mamah Mityu Jaduragrahanam Punsam Teduro Vasato Pipuriyam. Though God is in heart, but for person who are too attached to body and related to things related to body, and the pursa, the person residing in heart is very far. One thing and other, pravishta karna randhrena svarnam bhav sarorupa dhunate stamalam krishnam krishna salilasya yathasa. This is from Srimad Bhagavatam. Pravishta karna randhrena. When Krishna enters by the hole of ear, pravishta karna svarnam bhav sarorupa, then the heart of each person, Krishna enters in the heart of a person through the ear.
Yes.
And Dhunate Stamalam, then he vanquishes all the anarthas. Sarlasya yathasarat, as winter vanishes the dirt of water. Oh, actually, I am very happy and you explain everything, but just I citing some sloka.
Yeah, good, good. Everything we say should be confirmed. Yes.
I arise the symptom of progress. Actually, you explained from 12th chapter, but in 15th chapter also, Nirman Mohajita Sangadosa Adhyatma Nitya. This is the symptom, the person who is on the way of right to Godhead.
Right.
For many, many symptoms.
Yeah, that's fine.
Bhakti Bhagavat Prabodha Bhavanti Chaita Prita Ekakara. If someone is on progress, three indicators are there. Virakti and Bhagavat Prabodha. That is the realization of God, and that is actually joy.
Yes, that's 11, 4. Yes. 11 cantos, chapter 2, verse 42.
As you are eating some food, with every grass, you can feel satisfaction and the hunger will dissipate.
Yes.
So, virakti and realization of Krishna, these are symptoms. So, you can judge how you are getting detachment and how you are realizing Krishna.
Good. Yes. One always engage in eating. You have three things. Hunger will go down. Nourishment will come. Satisfaction. Three things. Every spoon you take, you know what you experience? Every spoon is you take, the hunger will not increase. The hunger will go down. Similarly, a devotee in Krishna consciousness who is practicing very nicely. Three things or so. Direct perception of the Supreme Lord. Direct. Right? For one who is eating, who tells you to stop eating, you're satisfied? Who?
No.
Yourself. Yes, yourself knows that. My belly is full. So a person who is practicing Krishna consciousness, you also know that not all times are going. Our taste for Krishna, our attachment to Krishna will come. Detachment automatically go down. Attachment for Krishna will come. And we'll perceive Krishna directly. Three things come. I always like that best. Yes, Prabhu. Yes.
Maharaj, I have the same question. As you said, process has to be applied, then we achieve the goal.
Right.
So now, even after hearing,
I
can say for myself, I'm not able to practice.
Mm.
So why I'm not able to practice? What is my missing point? Where I'm not going right?
Yes. Why is it that after hearing, we are still not practicing. To tell you the truth, we have not heard. We have not heard. Anyone who hears must act. The day we will hear, that very day, we will act. The sound hits the ears and falls off. It doesn't go to the heart. The day the sound will enter, it will come here to the heart. That's the day we have had. Many times we think like this. We think that, yes, I have heard from this side of this side of this side of this side. Oh, I have knowledge. And I can repeat it to many people. But I don't practice it. Why? Have you seen someone who is very, very hungry, very, very hungry, and the palatable dish is presented to him and doesn't eat? Have you seen? Someone is very hungry and the food is given to you. No poison, nothing inside. It's free from your well-wisher, your wife. So, you not eat? You eat, right? So why is it that the person is very, very hungry and the food is given to the person, the person does not eat? Is it possible like that? It means you're not hungry. If you're hungry, you will eat. So we have not really heard. We have not. The day we will hear, actually, that day we will act on it. That's the day we have had. Otherwise, other days, it just hit here and fall down. It doesn't enter. Let's look at proper quoting. The Krishna enters through the ear. It comes here. Buddha Dasa could have said like that. When devotee hears something, they send it to the heart and they will start to process it. When will this become my life? And it will become their life eventually. For if you don't hear, nothing will come here and won't practice. So we are not hearing. That is the truth. Some devotee will say, oh, we know so much. We know so much. That is not true. You don't know anything. If you know, you will do it. The fact that we're not doing means we don't know. We don't know. Just to get information does not mean we know something. It's an information. Knowledge means that you have really saturated yourself with that, and it will act. Right? If you have money, it will show in your life. If you don't have money, it will show. Right? If you're eating nicely, it will show in your life. If you're not eating nicely, it will show in your life. So the day we will hear, that day we will react. We will start acting. So we are not practicing all the things we are hearing because we have not really heard. It has not become an issue for us. Let me ask you this question. Arjun had Bhagavad Gita 30 minutes. 30 minutes. What made him to be attentive like that? What made Arjun to be so attentive that he could understand the whole Bhagavad Gita in 30 minutes? What is the main thing? What made Arjun to be so attentive attentive that he could understand Bhagavad Gita. He's not a Brahman, he's a Kshatriya. Mm. To understand Bhagavad Gita completely, that
he had no choice. He had no other
Arjun has no choice. Good. We have choice. We have choice. Arjun had no choice. But we have. What is our choice? We are still comfortable with material energy. Arjun is not comfortable because he's feeling the pain of material energy. He's going to fight with people he cannot fight. Arjun cannot fight Bhishma Dev. He cannot fight Dronacharya. He cannot fight Jatata Karna. So when he got the solution, he gave full attention. And everything was realized. But we are still comfortable. Yeah, I'm still young. Yeah, have nice prasadam in temple. Yes, have this and that. Comfortable. So we will not hear properly. Many ISKCON managers don't hear properly. They're the worst hearers. Because I sit in the class, they are still doing management in the class, in the Bhagavatam Bhagavad Gita class. The managers are still managing in the class. They're still managing on japa. During japa time, they're still managing. Very dangerous. The mind is outside. See, we cannot hear it properly. We cannot hear it properly. All right? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna.
So we'd like to thank Maharaj for his gracious time. If you have any other questions, you can ask personally. Prashant.
Yes.